if Officer Manny is not responsible for Mr. Hamilton's death, is there anybody who's legally responsible? If the criminal laws don't protect people from the use of deadly force by officers in any situation, is the law different for citizens and police officers? You know, those questions remain unanswered. And so now city leaders have to work to come up with a system that's transparent and accountable so that police officers know there are consequences to doing their job wrong or with bias.
The big questions that you just outlined, if Officer Manny isn't responsible for Dontre Hamilton's death, is anybody? Who is that? And who would answer that question? Is that part of what this federal civil rights review will look at?
The federal investigation into Dontre Hamilton's death can look at the possibility that federal criminal civil rights laws were violated. So Officer Manny, according to the DA, didn't violate the state laws against first-degree intentional homicide or second-degree homicide, but there are other state laws that may have been appropriate, and there's federal criminal laws that the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice can investigate. The DA said that Officer Manny isn't criminally liable, but he's certainly the person who shot and killed Mr. Hamilton and is responsible to some degree. The other question that needs to be asked is, to what extent is the department responsible because it didn't provide adequate training, didn't have right sort of policies, didn't have the right expectations of officers and the patrolling policing strategy that we have?
So essentially one possible result of the federal civil rights review is some finding of responsibility on the part of the police department and therefore the city. I mean, that's happened in the past here.
Right. Well, Frank Jude, you know, the federal authorities found that there was problems there and the city settled that case. Besides the review by the Federal Police Commission, by federal authorities, it's also highly likely at some point the family will file a civil rights action, and that's another venue where all these things will need to be described. It's probably in the family's interest to settle the case and try to move on as they deal with the grief and pain that they're suffering. But at some point, if it's through a civil rights litigation, federal investigation, fire and police commission, the community needs to have answers to the questions that are unanswered by DA Chisholm's decision not to indict.